Hello and welcome to this daily devotional podcast presented by Concord United Methodist Church. We hope that you'll find this time of scripture, reflection, and prayer a refreshing part of your daily walk with God. This series of devotionals follows our daily Bible reading plan, which coincides with our current sermon series, Friends in Low Places, Jesus According to Luke. You can find the scripture readings for today by downloading our daily Bible reading plan. You can find that plan at concordunited.org/Bible. Finally, we invite you to share this podcast with family, friends, or anyone who might benefit from it. Today's devotional was written by Linda Murawski. The scripture is Luke chapter 12, verses 1 through 34. In today's scripture, we are provided several warnings and some words of encouragement. Beware of religious hypocrisy. Jesus was speaking to his disciples and warning them to guard against hypocrisy, saying one thing and doing another. That's my simple explanation. Fear God. Why? Because he made us. He has authority over us and he determines our eternal life. Acknowledge Christ. Jesus warns that those who deny him will be denied before the angels of God. I don't know about you, but this is disturbing to me. Further, in the scripture, Jesus declares that if we do not know how to acknowledge him, the Holy Spirit will come to our aid in proclaiming Christ as our Lord and Savior. What a comfort that is. Consider the rich fool. A rich man mistakenly believes that wealth is the answer to a good life. Jesus tells him to forsake earthly riches, or treasures, and look forward to heavenly riches through a life in Christ. Don't worry. Ah, this is the difficult one. According to the U.S. Census Bureau's Household Pulse survey, about one-third of adults reported anxiety, worry, or stress and depression symptoms in 2023. Moreover, the side effects of worrying can lead to headaches, nausea, disrupted sleep, difficulty concentrating, muscle tension, exhaustion, and irritability. I'm feeling a bit tense just writing these. What to do? Jesus tells us in verse 27, consider how the wildflowers grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you, not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. And in verse 32, do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom. The command not to be anxious is humanly impossible. Mark's gospel states, with man it is impossible, but not with God, for all things are possible with God. Anxiety, like fear, is an insidious desire, or perhaps a demon, that nags at the psyche, be it a fear of something imagined, did she really mean that, or something real, COVID-19, our minds and bodies are geared to respond. Controlling the response is key. Some folks can do just that, control the fear and anxiety, and some folks cannot. We all differ in our response to fear and anxiety. Professional help is needed at times and is critical to healing. Perhaps I am naive, but I think prayer, scripture reading, worship, and other forms of serving God through our church and in communities are the keys to halt the destructive effects of anxiety and fear. The familiar phrase, "It is in giving that we receive," provides a means of succor, a form of relief to our bedraggled minds and bodies. Henry J. M. Nouwen, in his book Life of the Beloved, says, more surely than ever before, I know that we are called to give our lives to one another, and that, in so doing, we become a true community of love. Will all our anxiety and worry and stress disappear after that? No, probably not. But just imagine the difference it could make. Finally, Jesus speaks, for where your treasure is, there is your heart also. Treasure is anything we value above all else and that which motivates us to action. For some, it is money. For others, it is power. Still other people strive for fame or attention. There are many things in this world trying to control our hearts and minds. According to Jesus, determining where our treasure is also determines where our heart is. Many people claim to look forward to heaven, but their hearts are not in it. Their hearts are caught up in the cares of this world because that's where their treasure lies. The moment we take our last breath, earthly treasure won't matter anymore. Jesus urged us to think beyond that last breath to eternity. When our focus is on eternity, when our treasure is stored in heaven, Our lifestyles reflect that perspective. Let us pray. Loving Creator God, we long to put worry, anxiety, and fear behind us. We are weak. Help us to realize that worry, earthly treasure, troubled hearts and minds are not what we are made for. You have made us wonderfully for love and service. First you, and then others. Amen. Thank you for listening to today's daily devotional. This podcast is a ministry of Concord United Methodist Church. For more information about our church, including worship times, mission opportunities, and study groups, please visit our website at concordunited.org. We also invite you to visit our YouTube channel, where you can see past worship services, including the current sermon series, Friends in Low Places, Jesus According to Luke. Finally, we would be honored if you gave this podcast a positive rating so that others can find it and benefit from it.